Hi, this is Phoebe Blamey, and welcome to the Happy Money Journey podcast for today. I'm really excited to have you here. I have spent most of my life working in financial services. I'm a qualified financial planner and I have my own mortgage broking business since 2006. I know that as a busy woman, it's really hard to get your life into some sort of shape. And so I'm here to help you on your own happy money journey. So what a great week it's been, and some really exciting things happening, particularly those Matildas getting into the semi-finals. It's been just a fantastic, interesting week. So here we are with people considering doing what you really love, because those girls are out there doing what they absolutely love, and you can see it in every part of them. And I think sometimes we get stuck in positions because we are working in what we call our zone of excellence, what Gay Hendricks would call our zone of genius. And if you want more information on his book, we put it into this week's newsletter. So have a look. If you're not subscribed to the newsletter, jump on to phoebeblamey.com.au and subscribe. It's a nice little newsletter, comes out every week. Just a little chat to have with you around what's going on for us, what are some of the things that we're reading, looking at, doing. It's not a big self-promotion. It's just little interesting snippets. So I'd love you to jump on board with that. Anyway, back to today's topic. So today's topic is all around major career change, big transitions, and how we move from our current state where we are now to our ultimate aspiration, where we would like to be, long-term and short-term. Doing something that's really going to make a difference is so important to so many of us. And sometimes, as I said, we can just stay in that zone of we know what we're doing it well, we're successful at it, we make money at it, it's fulfilling our basic needs, but there's something missing. There's something more that you want to do, some way of really jumping in and making a huge difference to the world, to your little corner of the world, to the way that we think, act, do, the way that we live, whatever you want to make a difference to. And if you don't know exactly what your ultimate aspiration is, take a moment to just think about what lights you up, what gives you energy, what puts you in that real state of flow and, you know, getting on top of things, really disappearing into work that really fulfills you and you really love, getting into what Gay Hendricks calls that zone of genius. Because as I said, we're often working in our zone of excellence. We stay where we are, where we're doing well, because it feels comfortable, it feels good to us, and it can be really, really hard to move away from that. So if you want a career change, if you want to shift your business, if you want to shift your role at work, this might mean a bit of personal reinvention as well. And because actually it's really easy, isn't it, to get caught in those golden handcuffs of good pay, good enough job, working with good enough people. So it can be just starting with some small steps. So I've got a friend who's a motivational speaker and she's really very good at it. But back when we were working together many years ago at a bank, she started doing a whole lot of training and presentations. She was always the person putting her hand up to speak if we had anything to speak about. She was the volunteer for all of those things. And it really showed me that when you start knowing the direction that you want to head, taking those small steps while you're in that safe, golden handcuffed maybe, but safe environment can be a really good start to it, because it can also show us what we don't want to do. I mean, imagine if she'd have got up, Susie had got up to speak in front of a crowd and it made her vomit and she hated it and it felt really uncomfortable and wrong and all of those sort of things. It's probably a path she might not have followed. She would have found another way to get to that ultimate aspiration, of course. So it's good to test the waters, have a look at your dream job, jump into a place of business or somewhere that they're actually doing what it is you want to do or something similar, and really test it out to see if that's actually for you. The next thing to do is to speak to your significant other, because, you know, this might have a financial impact on them, but it also is going to have a mental impact on them as well. Making sure that, you know, it's framed really well if it is going to have a financial impact, but talk to that best pal, your life coach, your significant other, and ask them what they think I think the people in our lives are not always massively supportive if we come to them with a new idea. Just find out. Test the waters with them. The next thing is what you're going to have to do to actually upskill, to hone that craft, understand what the skills that you need to be able to do that job are going to be, and study. I'm a mad study fan, and doing the coaching course that I'm doing at the moment is teaching me so much about humans and how we react to things and what's good for us and how we resist making changes, which I find really interesting because, you know, immunity to change and all those, the concepts that I'm learning in my coaching course, I can see reflected in not just my own behavior, but the behavior of clients as well. And it's good to have maps out of those sort of things. So I'm really very much learning a lot and really enjoying it. Start. At some point, you've got to start. Network, test your minimum viable product, get to a minimum viable product. So get something that's good enough so that you can start testing it out on people and seeing how it floats. The first time I did my online courses, I spent a lot of money in getting a whole lot of filming done, and it was me sitting on a couch in a blue t-shirt, just talking through all the different parts of the and components of the course. Probably spent about 12 hours in filming. And when we played back the film, I looked great. Everything, the lighting was great. The set was fantastic, but it was all too bland. It wasn't exciting. It wasn't driven. It was just me talking to a camera, and it was boring. And when I looked back at it when I gave it to a few friends to have a look at, it really made a difference to get their feedback in, this is what we think that you have done wrong. And it was all the same. They just said, you're not coming across as someone that we want to sit there and watch for 3 hours because it just looks really boring. The next stage, I guess, is kind of know where you're heading. You don't have to know exactly where it is that you want to go. You know that you're in that vague feeling of dissatisfaction, and you know that there's some sort of ultimate aspiration you have. It could look like a big kind of blobby thing at the end of a long road. Jeff Bezos, who opened Amazon, used a regret minimalization framework when he went to open Amazon, which I find really interesting. He basically took himself to his 80-year-old self and looked back over his life and said, will I have more or less regrets based on the choices I'm making at the moment? And decided that even if he failed to start his online bookstore, which was what Amazon was, he would still succeed in the fact that he'd actually gone out there and tried, rather than stayed in his, let's assume he's earning billions, but certainly mega millions, hedge fund job. So we take big risks, but we need to serve the values that we have for ourselves. Because when we're looking back as our 80-year-old self, we want to redesign our lives to be the very best possible life we can absolutely imagine, don't we? Because we only get this one shot as far as we know, and like, unless you've got other information, I'm thinking we only get this one shot. So we need to serve our own values. We need to be redesigning our major career shifts around what the things that represent our best possible selves, so that when we're looking back as 80-year-olds, we're living that best possible event and that best possible life. We're living with our health, our wealth, our curiosity. What is it that we actually value to be in that best possible life? One of the things that I've done in workshops before is actually write a letter from my 80-year-old self to myself. And that was something that when you look back, you can kind of compartmentalize all those parts of your life and see it differently. See it from a bird's eye view can make some choices that you might be having difficulties with now really clear. Regret minimalization framework is the purpose of doing that. Minimize those regrets. Think about what is it that's actually making you have that niggling dissatisfaction as well, though, because what's bringing you down might be as simple as you don't like the team you're working in, you don't like the boss you're working for, but you love the work. So know that there's many factors that go into making a big career transition decision. And if it's something as simple as not liking the team that you're in, then start making some changes. And can I suggest a really good start for that is the book How to Work with Just About Anyone. It is a new book from Michael Bungay Stainer. I hope I've said that right. MBS Works is his website, and it's an amazing book that just shows you how to have deep, meaningful conversations with those people you're working with, but kind of find out their why so that you can attune it to your why and see where you're headed with it. Because don't let a shitty team take away from you doing the work that you love. The next thing is, life and work are not two exclusive things. We live and we work and it's all one big, happy, wild, precious mess. So jump in making sure that our work is not something that we're just compartmentalizing, and it is something that we're actually thriving and flourishing doing, because it takes so much of our time. And something that takes that much time and that much energy and effort, yes, it earns you money, but it's got to be something that you love doing. It's got to be something that's making you grow as a person, bring you to the next level. Part of living your best life is living your best work life. That could mean all sorts of different life work balances. It could mean all sorts of different things to you, but it's really important that you're not seeing it as some exclusive sideline. This is just how I earn a living and not how my real life is, because it's too many hours in the day. Be really practical, I think, is my last bit of advice. So a career transition might mean a lower salary. It's going to impact you. It's going to impact your family. Pivoting in your business is often putting a lot of money into research and development. Don't let those golden handcuffs stop you living your best life, but really get in there and have a look at what your best life means to you and be really practical about how you're making that transition. Make sure you've got enough money and then add 6 months onto the time that you think it's going to take to make that money, because I think a lot of small businesses don't anticipate that. The other thing to think about and really think about, if you've got an amazing good idea, look at all the crowdfunding situations that are out there. Look at all the seed funding that you can get to actually back your amazingly good idea. I think as women, we often try and do things without asking for help, and particularly without asking for financial help. But where would Canva be without venture capital behind it? You know, you've got to get out there and work out what's viable about what you're doing. Work out that minimum viable product and get out there and really seek some funding. Don't be afraid to ask, because if it's something you believe in, you are going to find other people on this planet that also believe in it. No matter how obscure it is, no matter how niche it seems. Many years ago, I lived in the south of France. There was a guy riding around in a Bentley all the time. And you know what he'd invented? The little top of the Tetra Pak. So, you know, when you open it and it's got the pouring spout, back in the day, in the 90s, used to just cut off the corner, but he put a little pouring spout on it, changed people's life, made him a billionaire. So nothing wrong with a small, niche-y kind of thing to do if you can think how it's going to work and how it's going to impact the world. Ask for some help getting funding for it. There's nothing stopping you. So check out all those crowdfunding things. Why not? If you're looking for big promotion, big next step in a corporate career, find a mentor that is that CEO person already. Ask them the questions. Spend a bit of time with them. Part of making this big transition, I really think, is getting out and really daring to do something that takes you, yes, outside of your comfort zone, but absolutely takes you in the direction of your dreams. Absolutely ask for help. Being practical will help you get over a lot of the internal resistance you probably have to making that big change as well. When you think of something and it's going to make you more money, but you have to actually work forging that path from where you are now to that ultimate aspiration. And let's face it, we're going to enjoy the journey as well. We're going to make some falls. We're going to stumble sometimes. We're going to fail a little bit, but we're also going to be able to play around. We're going to be able to change our plans. We're going to be able to look at that big blob in the distance that represents our ultimate aspiration, even if it's not fully formed, and experiment. Celebrate our success. Learn from our failures. And know that in 12 months from now, you will be doing something that is absolutely so far ahead in the direction of your dreams, because you have dared to go out there and just make changes within yourself to be the part of the person that you want to be in order to achieve those dreams. So go big or go small, that's all up to you. But living in your zone of genius, you almost owe it to the world as well. Particularly, you know, it doesn't have to be the biggest, most amazing, world-changing thing. It could be something that's just going to change your little tiny corner of the world. I'm thinking of things like spill-free sippy cups that change the world for toddlers all over the world. Someone invented that to solve a very niche problem and made a lot of money doing it. So there's no reason to hold yourself back, because other people have gone out there and dared to dream and made their dreams come true. So whether you're in corporate and you need to go and find a mentor, go and experiment with different jobs, go and shadow people doing different jobs, or you're self-employed and you need crowdfunding, let me just take you back over those ideas so that we can recap and see what it is that you actually practically might want to do. And also, this is all in the blog. So if you want to jump on to phoebeblamey.com, jump on, have a look at the blog. We've simplified it. It's all down in writing. Be practical. Make practical choices while you're trying to make your big transition. Remember that life and work are not two mutually exclusive things. They're all one big happy mess. Know your why and the why you're thinking of moving, because the why you're thinking of moving is a big part of making sure that this career transition is something that you actually want to do. Know where you're heading. Use the regret minimalization framework or something similar. Write a letter from your 80-year-old self to you now and see how you feel about it. Get started. Start the hustle. Know what it is that you want to do and get some sort of minimum product out there. Test the waters and use your friends and family to test it. Do any study that you need to do to get you to that next ultimate aspiration. Ask your partner what they think. Ask your significant other. Ask your business coach. Ask someone whose opinion you really trust, who knows you well. Start with some small steps and know the difference between your zone of genius and your zone of excellence, because you're probably working in your zone of excellence now, but it's your zone of genius that gets you out doing something that's going to really matter to you and possibly to your little corner of the world. Most of all, as always, enjoy the journey. The journey's all about our life, right? So that's the thing that we want to do most of all, enjoy the journey. And if you want to enjoy our journey more and become part of our community, jump on to Happy Honeys on a Happy Money Journey Facebook group, or jump onto any of our socials and just follow us. We're here with hints and tips and ideas to help you on your own happy money journey. So find us on Happy Money Journey on Facebook and Instagram. Find me on LinkedIn at Phoebe Blamey, or our website, which is phoebeblamey.com.au. We've got all our courses, all our books, all our stuff is all packed into that website, and we would love you to be part of that community. So jump on board and I will see you next week. Have a great week. Disclaimer. Just a reminder that the advice that's contained in this podcast is general in nature. It doesn't take into account your individual needs and circumstances, and we recommend considering the appropriateness of any advice to your individual circumstances and needs. We always recommend seeking the advice of an expert before making any financial decisions.